WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome to the Keter13.com podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, back after 5 days in San Francisco with a batch of Keener hits from the city by the bay, a brand new Keener music quiz, a Mad Magazine rarity, and an air check from the chairman of the Burger Club. That's all coming up on this week's Keener podcast.
Motor City Music.
And let's start it off with the ultimate San Francisco song from Scott McKenzie.
If you're going to San Francisco,
that one from the summer of 67 when Scott McKenzie, the Mamas and the Papas, Otis Redding, Jimi Hendrix, and The Who were headliners at the Monterey Pop Festival. 67 was also the year when WKNR News reported that Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee became the space race's first casualties in a fire aboard Apollo 1. Elvis married Priscilla in Vegas. Thurgood Marshall took his seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, and the first microwave oven hit the shelves at Big George's Home Appliance Mart.
WKNR Music Now!
Fast forward 3 years, and this San Francisco song went to number 2 on the WKNR Music Guide. It was Mark Lindsay's second trip to the top 10 as a solo artist, singing about his girlfriend.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, take off your rainbow shades. Arizona, have another look at the world. Strip off
your pride. You're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. Francisco, I will be guide your way. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo, you'll be the Countess May. And you can believe it, Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay. And I will be reading you an Aesop's fable, anything to make you stay.
Mark Lindsay on the Keener Podcast with Arizona, another San Francisco tune. I'm Scott Westerman from Keener13.com. Thank you so much for joining us in this week's show. The Keener13.com podcast was featured in the introduction to the Podcast Brothers show this week. Add them to your aggregator at www.podcastbrothers.com. And while you're there, read all about the podcast and portable media expo set for this November at the Ontario Convention Center in California. And don't forget to visit the Keener store at www.keener13.com to pick up your Keener tote bag and coffee mug. All proceeds help us pay for the bandwidth and copyright licenses that make it possible for us to bring the Keener 13 podcast to you. Time for the Keener 13 Hot Licks Music Quiz, where we play a slice of three WKNR hits and you try to name that Keener tune. So turn up those iPods, turn your brain back to the 60s, and stand by for Keener Hot Lick number one. WKNR. Okay, that one went to the top of the charts this week back in 1967, and it's still overplayed on your favorite cool oldie station. On to Hot Lick number two. K-N-R. The singer was just 16 years old when she recorded that number one Keener hit. And now, for our final hot link, here's something fresh from the oven. WKNR! And those are our three Keener hot licks for this week. Let's go back and hear the answer to hot link number one. It's one of two Keener hits for soul singer Arthur Connolly, who asks,
do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long as it's swinging. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here.
That sweet soul music, Arthur Connolly's Keener chart topper. Our next WKNR hot link was the first hit record for 16-year-old Janice Ian. And it was a perfect anthem for the summer of love and a time when a century of racial separation was beginning to crumble.
Boy,
Society's Child was one of two hits for Janis Ian. Extra credit if you remember her other one, At 17, which hit the charts 10 years later. Our final Keener Hot Link takes us way back to the summer of 64. It's the one and only WKNR hit for The New Beats. And that's this week's Keener 13 Hot Licks Music Quiz. And if you want to test your brain to some music a bit newer than the WKNR era, try your hand at Jan Polit's Hit Test. Hear it on your iPod right now at www.jampolet.nl. Keener Gold.
Strobe lights beam. Create streams, walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Franciscan night, old child, young child, feel alright. On a warm San Franciscan night, angels sing, leather wings. Jeans of blue, Harley Davidson's too. On a warm San Francisco night, old angel, young angel, feel alright. On a warm San Francisco night, I wasn't born there, perhaps I'll die there. There's no place left to go. San Francisco. Face is filled with hate. Heavens above, he's on a street called love. When will they ever learn? Old cop, young cop, feel all right on a warm San Francisco night. The children are cool, they don't raise fools. It's an American dream, includes Indians too.
Eric Burden sure fell in love with San Francisco, and the story goes that it happened when he visited the Haight-Ashbury section of the city, which was the birthplace of the Flower Power movement.
Hi, this is Bob Green. Welcome to Keener13.com. What a blast to go back four decades. Gee, what does that make me? Gotta be older than Dick Clark.
And now, a novelty record that had a huge underground following but never made it on any radio station's hit list. It was originally released on the Big Top label in 1963, just 3 months before WKMH made the flip to WKNR. But just like Chubby Checker's Twist, it had a second life in 1966 when it was included as a cardboard single in Mad Magazine. Today it seems tame, but 39 years ago it was considered too offensive for the airwaves. With Alfred E. Newman purported to be handling the vocals, here's...
It's a gas!
What child of the 60s could forget It's a Gas, the underground hit from Mad Magazine? Mad historian Grant Geisman tells us that the legendary King Curtis played the sax solo and that the session musicians themselves provided the vocals. And while we're on the subject, here's another Mad Magazine treat. Back in 1958, Mad pioneered the cardboard single with a record called Meet the Staff of Mad. Nobody ever saved the master of the bit, and it wasn't until recently that someone restored it for inclusion in a Rhino Records Mad music collection called Mad Grooves. Let's listen.
How do you do? The purpose of this recording is to introduce you to the staff of Mad Magazine, so you can hear how each of them sounds in real life. First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Albert B. Feldstein, and I am the editor of Mad. It's my job. My name is Albert B. Feldstein, and I am the editor of Mad. It's my job to... I am the editor of Mad, and it's my job. Well, what's so funny about that? Anyway, here's John Putnam and Jerry DeFuscia, Wally Wood, Bob Clark, Gloria Orlando, Frank Jacobs, Don Martin, Leonard Brenner, Joe Orlando, David Byrd, Celia Morelli, Frank Kelly Fries, George Woodbridge, Mark Drucker, Al Jaffe. And here's the publisher, William Gaines.
That's actually Jerry DeFuscia doing his Al Feldstein impression on Meet the Staff of Mad, a cardboard rarity from Mad Magazine in 1958. Let's head back to 1966 when WKNR was number one in Detroit and the superstar lineup of Dick Burton, Ted Clark, Jerry Goodwin, Bob Green, Scott Regan, J. Michael Wilson, and Jim Jeffries ruled the roost. We had a request for this Scott Regan gem from the Keener Air Check Archive at www.keener13.com. It was a wintertime in Detroit, and Scotty's phone operator, the Big V, Vaughn Trefalian, was trying to lose some weight. Let's see if he made any progress.
WKNR, AM and FM Dearborn, offices in the Sheraton Cadillac Detroit. Boy.
Big V just marched in the room. I could feel the wall shake a little bit. The Big V, our phone operator, as you know, is on a diet. He has lost approximately 30 pounds on his diet. He was living way beyond his seams, I heard him say once. And so, Big V, shrinking slowly into oblivion. How much weight have you lost now?
Well, about the same.
About, come on, Big V. You ate chocolate cake last night, as I saw you.
Oh, I had a piece of that, man.
That chocolate was good, wasn't it?
Brought back the old taste.
That was really, yeah, right. Kind of made you want to get in there and really dig in. Well, let's take our nightly look at Big V and...
his weight problem.
All right, let's get the Big V, please, to turn a little bit to the left. Let's see.
I think the light should be...
Right, move the light over.
All right, Dad. Here, how's that?
That's good. All right, Big V, now just turn a little bit to the right, and we'll take a look at you tonight. Let's see. Size of approval, Big V. So your size is getting smaller and everybody approves.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Little pun there.
Yes, so congratulations, Big V. You don't want to tell us exactly how much, except it's about 30 pounds, right?
Right.
Just about 30 pounds. All right. Good luck in continuing. 903, Scotty Regan, WKNR, Key Song of the Week. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, The Loser.
Have I got the right to call myself a man?
You got Gary Lewis and the Playboys and our Keena Key Song of the Week this week. The Loser, it's 9:05 on your Scotty Regan Affair, Keena 13. Top 1 plus 3 voting at WO38925. Give us a call now and vote for your favorite song, Woodward 3. 8925, we'll see what's happening on the voting line. Hello.
Hello.
Who this?
Sandy.
Hi there, Sandy, baby.
Hi.
How are you, kid?
I'm okay.
Okay, and what song you want to vote for?
I'd like to vote for She by the Monkees.
She by the Monkees. Okay, thank you a lot for calling and listening to Keena and Scott Regan.
Okay.
Okay, babe, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Monkees, monkees. What a feeling you get from monkeys.
Monkey Boots. Monkey Boots available at your nearby Tom McCann shoe store. It's 907 WKNI. Scott Berger, burgering with you. Herman's Hermits fan club address coming up after. Number 6 on the top 13 for the Hermits. There's a kind of a hush.
There's a kind of hush all over the world.
A kind of a hush. Written by Jeff Stevens, the same guy who wrote
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down.
What about that fan club address?
Ah, yes, indeed. Herman's Hermits fan club in the Downriver area. Valerie Kaiser Roll has got one of those fan clubs going. Sorry about that. I'm only kidding, Valerie. Didn't mean to make fun of your name, but Kaiser. I love Kaiser Rolls. Love Kaiser Rolls. And Big V, the phone operator, and I devour quite a few a week. So if you'd like to join Herman's Hermits fan club in the Downriver area, you may write to Valerie Kaiser. K-A-I-S-E-R, K-A-I-S-E-R, Valerie Kaiser, 7311 Weingartz, W-E-I-N-G-A-R-T-Z, Street in Centerline, Michigan. The zip code is 48015. Once again, you may write to Valerie Kaiser, 7311 Weingartz Street, Centerline, Michigan. Zip code is 48015. This is for the Hermits Hermits fan club. Hermits Hermits fan club for the Hermits Hermits fan club in the Downriver area. Also known as
WKNR.
That's Valerie Kaiser, 7311 Weingard Street, Centerline, Michigan. 48015 is the zipper code. And it's 11 past 9 on Keener, home of the hits. Low tonight, 20. Tomorrow's high, 36. Chance of light snow starting up in the evening tomorrow. Yes, that's right. Light snow. That's what I said. I can't control it because I got a whole pile of it in my driveway, friends. And I'm telling you, we've had enough snow this winter. But no, we mustn't, because pretty soon it'll be summertime. Right, what is it, about 5 months or so? 4 months. 4 months. And it'll be warm, and we'll all be complaining how hot it is, right? Winds are southwest at 11, humidity 63, metro 24, city 23, and Willow Run 21.
And I'm 21 and available, so fellas, if you'd like to date me...
Melissa!
Just call...
Melissa!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't ever do that again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't
great
ever
movie.
Do that again.
Great single recording. And now, a great new album.
Hey, there,
I knew Georgie Girl.
Seek out the Seekers' swingin' new album, Georgie Girl, in stereo or monaural, wherever Capitol Records are sold.
Well now, Keena Tortinas, it's time once again for the return of the Red Baron.
Scott Berger.
And Snoopy the Dog, number 28 on Keena. Snoopy the Dog.
You remember that bear.
And we'll leave it right there with the Red Baron back in action and Scott Regan at the top of his game. For more Keener Air Checks on demand, visit our Air Check archive at Keener13.com. And that's this week's Keener Podcast. For a full archive of every show, visit us at KeenerPodcast.com. Plug the RSS feed into that podcatcher and you'll never miss a show. Keener13.com is featured over at Chris McIntyre's PodcastAlley.com website, a great place to discover new shows you just might like. We produce the program with Adobe Audition and host the site at Bluehost.com. For information on how to create your own podcast, visit www.westermanway.com/podcast. We'll show you how. We're back again next week with more Keener Magic, and we leave you with one more San Francisco tune. Fever Tree went top 10 on Keener in the fall of 68 with this psychedelic number. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.
Out there, it's summertime. Milk and honey days. Oh, San Francisco girls with San Francisco.
Written consent.